rest of the story. I would like you to meet François-Louis de Clare Maucrecavour. We're going to call him Louis. He was a soldier in the American Revolution. He was a first lieutenant among the colonists' French allies. He fought alongside General Rochambeau. He commanded those French forces. And there's only one reason that we know anything about Louis or his exploits. He kept a journal, a day-by-day diary of his wartime experiences. May I direct your attention to one entry. It's dated July 14, 1782. Cornwallis had already surrendered. Rochambeau's troops are marching north from Yorktown. They have just entered Fredericksburg, and they come upon this house. Now, let's part the curtain that divides now from then and try to see everything that happened as it happened. Louis says, I wonder who lives there. Somebody answers, just an old woman. Another muses, she has lived to see America liberated. These must be wonderful days for her. Rochambeau's army is encamped now. So some of the French officers decided to pay a call on the woman who lives in the house, and they knocked on the door. The one who answers is gray-haired, apparently in her 70s. She speaks tersely. Yes, what is it? Louis' English is precise, although embroidered with a charming French accent. We are your comrades from France. We have witnessed with our own eyes the bowing of General Cornwallis's head. We wish you well in your new life and your new country. The old woman's gaze has remained fixed on the speaker. Her countenance has not softened. Is that all? She says simply, quietly. The French officers glance at one another, bewildered. One of them sympathetically suggests, perhaps you have lost a son in the war. And she answers in a tone as gray as her hair, in a manner of speaking, yes. And then as though a dam has burst, a torrent of invective pours forth from this otherwise benign appearing figure. The misguided masses who have displaced the British government will pay a heavy price for their folly, she declares. Every society has its malcontents who are happy with nothing, but when called upon to take responsibility for change, they're no happier than they were in the beginning. And the soldiers realize, wow, this old woman's a Tory. All through the war, she had been praying that the British would restore law and order to the American colonies. Now she and all she believes in has been turned aside forever, and she says so before slamming the door. Now, back to now. In order to envision that encounter more than two centuries past, we've had to put some meat on Louis Cricrevoeur's literary bones, and yet essentially everything you've just learned happened, and the fundamental fact is true. The Fredericksburg resident, whom Louis would like to have congratulated, turned out to be a staunch rabid, as he's put it, a rabid British loyalist. And that puts one part of American history in an entirely different light. Now, it's long been known that General George Washington, the father of his country, never got along very well with his own mother. Well, you've just met her, and you know why. For now you know the rest of the story.